Hey there, Stoic Squad. It's your girl Madison Lane here, your daily dose of wisdom wrapped up in a relatable, sometimes goofy package. Ever feel like life is one giant leap of faith? Like you're standing at the edge of a cliff with that wind whipping through your hair, and you're not entirely sure if you want to jump or just stand there nervously contemplating the view. Yeah, me too. But guess what? Today we're diving headfirst into the exciting world of overcoming fear and taking those freaking risks. Because let's be real, life is short, and playing it safe gets boring pretty fast. Now, before you picture me skydiving with a ukulele strapped to my back, don't worry, that's a future episode. Hear me out. This isn't about reckless abandon or ignoring all caution, science, safety first, people. It's about recognizing those fears, understanding them, and then making conscious choices to move forward anyway. Here are 5 stoic secrets I picked up along the way that will help you conquer your fear and unleash your inner daredevil. 1. Acknowledge your fears. The first step to conquering anything is admitting it exists. Don't try to pretend fear isn't there, because let's face it, it's a universal language we all speak. The Stoics believed in facing our fears head-on, acknowledging them without judgment. Think of it like that annoying pop song you can't get out of your head. The more you try to ignore it, the louder it gets. So, put on your detective hat, figure out what's making you nervous, and write it down. You'll be surprised how much clarity comes from simply naming those fears. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Ever have those negative thought loops that spiral out of control? What if I fail? What if everyone laughs at me? Sound familiar? The Stoics were all about challenging these thoughts and replacing them with more realistic and empowering ones. Think of it like this. You wouldn't believe everything a stranger on the internet told you, right? So why would you believe every pessimistic thought popping up in your head? 3. Focus on what you can control. We all have those things that are just outside our control, the weather, other people's opinions, that annoying neighbor who plays polka music at 6 a.m. But what we can control is our own actions and reactions. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what matters. Our attitude, our effort, our choices. So instead of stressing over things you can't change, channel that energy into taking action on things you can. 4. Practice mindfulness. This one sounds a little woo-woo, but trust me, it works. Being present in the moment helps us to quiet those anxious thoughts and focus on what's happening right now. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your inner monologue. Take a few deep breaths, notice your surroundings, feel the ground beneath your feet. It's amazing how grounding ourselves can help us face our fears with more clarity and courage. 5. Remember your why. Every great accomplishment starts with a clear purpose, a driving force that pushes us forward. What are you passionate about? What do you want to achieve? Remind yourself of your why regularly. It's your compass in times of uncertainty and your fuel when fear tries to hold you back. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, our friend who dreams of opening her own bakery but is terrified of failure. She keeps putting off taking the leap because what if people don't like her cookies? What if she runs out of money? We've all been there, right? But guess what? Sarah decides to follow those stoic principles. She acknowledges her fear, challenges her negative thoughts, focuses on the steps she can take like perfecting her recipe and finding a great location, practices mindfulness to stay grounded, and remembers her why, her passion for baking and sharing delicious treats with the world. Boom. Sarah starts small, maybe selling cookies at local markets, getting feedback, building confidence. Before long, she's not only overcome her fear, but she's also on her way to achieving her dream. See? It's all about those small steps, that consistent action, and a whole lot of stoic wisdom sprinkled in there for good measure. Alright, my fellow stoics in training, let's recap. We talked about recognizing our fears, challenging negative thoughts, focusing on what we can control, practicing mindfulness, and remembering our why. Now it's your turn to put these principles into action. What's one small risk you've been putting off? What can you do today to take a step closer to your dreams? Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of fearless, courageous individuals who are ready to conquer the world. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and never stop taking those risks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.